Hello friends, welcome to Sahil Sharma Podcasts, where you get all the information related to the problems in your life. Today we are going to discuss how to forgive yourself for cheating and not telling. Forgiving people is a divine quality, but practically it is difficult to forgive anyone in life. And when you have to yourself for cheating somebody, it feels more difficult. Have you ever cheated anyone for your personal benefit? Do you feel regret for it? Do you have forgiven yourself for that sinful act? Why should you forgive yourself for cheating somebody and not telling? Let's discuss in detail. We have to work in our daily life to meet our necessities and requirements. But except this, one does not get what he desires to get. One has to do lots of hard work to get their dreams to fulfill. Every effort we put towards our goal creates some difference. And consistent efforts will finally make you successful. But while doing efforts, there might come many distractions to oneself. They might attract your mind and make you attracted towards that. But all that glitters is not gold. One has to be very careful in such situations. Hurt, betrayal and cheating are something that makes the breaking of trust. And also it gives immense pain that no one can see or hear. Everyone does mistakes in life and often people forgive them. But cheating is something one does deliberately to hurt someone. And it's the most difficult to forgive cheating. People's heart never allows oneself to offer forgiveness to any cheater. But unforgiveness will also not give you relief. Forgiveness gives hope of healing, and so one has to accept it. Never thinks to cheat anybody. If you have cheated on somebody, you have to apologize for your mistakes. Accept the punishment they give to you. You cannot rebuild your trust again with that person. You have lost their hope for you. But like every mistake, you also can improve or correct this mistake by forgiveness. You cannot change their opinion for you after you cheat them. That might happen over time, it depends on them. But you have still control over yourself. You can change yourself. Only atonement for your mistakes will not correct you. You have to change your bad habits that hurt people. Commit to never cheat people. If you can feel their pain, you will feel deeply sad and guilty. You will think negatively about yourself, you will hate yourself. But it will add to your guilt and pain. We cannot change what had happened. So now on, we have to focus on the solution. And the solution lies in forgiveness. When you chose forgiveness, your mind gets in a state of healing. If something bad happened by you, have to accept it and apologize for it. It will make your heart lighter from the heavy weight of pain and grief. But sometimes we feel afraid to confront our mistakes. In such situations, we feel regret for our wrongdoing and get completely depressed. We lose our hope for positive change in life. We limit our potential by thinking of that mistakes. We lose our self-respect and confidence. This all happens in our minds without the concern of the person who has been hurt. We don't know how much he is suffering or how is he feeling. Talk with that person and make them realize you are guilty for your mistake. Apologize from true heart, but do not demand forgiveness. It's their choice and will definitely forgive you later. Atonement is good, but change is necessary. We do not have to lose our hope in any circumstances. There is hope in every condition for change, and one has to strive for that. Time will change, and if you keep doing hard work, you will overcome your mistake and again gain your self-respect and confidence. Cheating is a very unfair act. Never thinks to cheat anyone. It hurt one badly and can ruin one's life. So acquire good moral values in life. People who do such activities with other will also be a victim of it someday. So if you spread positive and does positive, that will come to you in life. Believe in karma yoga recommended by God. One has to suffer the results of their good and bad acts. What you give to society is what comes to you later in life. Do not take life too seriously, otherwise, you will not enjoy it. Keep your mind free from negative thoughts of hatred and envy and keep it positive. Only a free and stable mind can take good decisions that will bring positive results in life. Love yourself with all that you have. Never complain about your bad conditions, just do hard work to change them. With all the trouble and struggle in life, one never has to fade the smile on their face. Life is not permanent, and not even the pain and trouble. Learn to enjoy it and make others also enjoy it. Do not hurt others by cheating for any personal profit. It will also come to you in any way. No one knows what's next going to come in life, so we have to not ruin our present moment. Be in your present by forgetting all the pain of the past. Forgive your enemies and start again with a pure heart. Studies show that people who forgive are happier and healthier than those who hold resentments. The first study to look at how forgiveness improves physical health discovered that when people think about forgiving an offender, it leads to improved functioning in their cardiovascular and nervous systems. Another study at the University of Wisconsin found the more forgiving people were, the less they suffered from a wide range of illnesses. The less forgiving people reported a greater number of health problems. Human beings are the best creation of nature. No animals can learn as human beings. And human has the immense amount of potential for growth. Human has created most advanced technologies and invention. But the human has always the scope for learning. And learning is the rule for life. One who does not learn from his life, is not living an ideal life. One has to face many troubles in life, and without having a learning attitude, he will not go far in life. And always keep an attitude of forgiving others. Forgiveness is the virtue of divine people. Accept your failures and mistakes with a peaceful mind. Do not get depressed for them. Life is so long, and if one does not learn to live it, he will be always troubleful in life. We have to live with other people. So one has to not have selfish thoughts and actions. Live for others. It will bring eternal peace of mind and happiness. If someone has been hurt by you, do not feel embarrassed to apologize for your mistakes. Apologizing for your mistake does not show one's weakness, while it shows your gratitude. One who has some goal in life, always try to reduce nuisances in his life. He never strives to entangle himself in foul activities and actions. He always stays focused towards his life. He does not keep hatred for others, he always forgives others so as to be work diligently for their goal. Not forgiving will ruin one's mental peace and solitude. It will dwell many negative thoughts and emotions in one's mind. He starts thinking about the unnecessary and false requites actions. Similarly, one also acts the same way for himself. Sometimes one does not even forgive oneself. He hates himself, he does not accept his wrongdoings. But these will even more hurtful, keeping hatred in your heart increases it. And forgiveness is the way to reduce it or even expel out from one's heart. There is no reason to feel embarrassed about your mistake. Accept your mistake publicly and move ahead. Look for ways to correct it. When someone forgives himself or others, he allows more opportunities to come into one's life. No one is perfect here. Everyone does mistakes in life, and everyone have to face failures in life. One who does not have faced any failures in life may not have a good experience of life. Ups and downs are part of life, look upon them as a learning step. Once you overcome any failure, you move one step ahead in your life. And taking such small steps will bring bigger results later in your life. The honors and dishonors are temporary in human life, and one should accept both of them. Learn to keep neutral feelings for both the upheavals of life. Sometimes we do mistakes that are unexpected from ourselves. But you can't refuse your mistake. Accept the mistake without thinking about its consequences. Because without accepting it, you cannot correct it fully. Learn and grow in your life. Life is changing every moment, and so one has to be proficient enough to change himself with time. Can you forgive yourself for cheating without telling? Yes, we have to forgive. We should not hold on to the feeling of regret. Rather, we should forgive ourselves and move on in life. People will criticize you for your bad acts, do not react to their negative talk about you. Keep yourself positive so that your future actions will be in the right direction. As time passes, the wounds will be recovered and people might forgive and forget your wrong act. Time changes everybody, and so we have to always keep hope in ourselves. When you chose to forgive, you give yourself a push towards positivity. And if you do this every time, you will not be depressed by your mistakes. When you start learning from life, it becomes a joyful process. You will not be depressed by its trouble and obstacle. Stay honest with yourself and people to not cheat others. When you always do good work for others and stays positive, people will definitely forgive you if anything bad happened to you. They will even support you to overcome or correct your mistakes. And such people will always be happy. Is it okay to not tell your partner you cheated? Yes, it is necessary to tell your partner if you have cheated on them. It might prepare them to fight with the trouble. They will get enough time to recover from the pain caused by you. It will also help you to stable your mind. Telling them will bring your mind to a stable state. It will not become stressed for their being known to your act. By telling to your partner about your cheating, there will be no further misunderstandings. Hurt will be painful even you tell them before or not. But by telling your mistakes, you can confess to them why you have done this and also can apologize for your mistake. If there is a good relationship between you and your partner, all will become normal again. We can ask anything to us, also we can say anything to our inner self. But asking and saying is easy, but we cannot do anything that we say or ask ourselves. We always want good and pleasant things to come into our life. We hate troubles in life. But as troubles come in life, our minds also get depressed, and so thus our actions get affected. We lose the courage to fight with the trouble. This happens because we do not like trouble and we think it makes us weak. But as we change the words, as troubles are the parts of success. They come to diversify our knowledge and wisdom. It makes us identify our potential and so to get further towards our goal. If you have cheated somebody, we should ask ourselves to forgive ourselves and improve our thoughts about it. We can bring change in ourselves. We have control over our actions and thoughts. And so thus we have to control our sense that always wanders towards materialistic illusions. Become a friend of yourself if you feel afraid of people. Stay honest with yourself and your thoughts and actions. In your hard time, people may leave you, but you as a friend of yours will definitely stay with yourself to move on from heat hard time. You have to encourage yourself to get over the trouble. Motivate yourself and forgive your mistake. Learn from your mistakes and avoid repeating them in the future. Learning from mistakes and small improvements are the cause of big success. You cannot become successful by cheating and betraying people, so one should not do this with anyone. But if have cheated somebody for your profit, you should apologize for your mistakes and also you should forgive yourself to get out of the negative impacts of depression. Not make your mistakes a curse for you. Some people become depressed in their life when something bad happened by them or when they hurt or cheat somebody. This is something they never expect from them and because of this get into depression forever. But we do not have to become like that, one has to accept that, mistakes can be happened to anyone. Even a master or expert in anything can make mistakes in its expertise. So forgiveness is the way to overcome your mistake. Do not make it a big deal to fight with its negative consequence. Forgive and start healing your wounds peacefully. If by forgiving yourself you improved yourself, you will gain respect in people's eyes and again you will gain their trust. They will forget about negative about you. Everyone is unique on earth, but no one is completely perfect. But who keeps a learning attitude will definitely become better than all. Cheating somebody degrades our moral values and our self-respect. Make bigger goals in life that will help you stay focused in life and you will be away from hatred, jealousy, cheating, etc. Bad habits and thoughts can never give you good results. It may seem to be pleasant, but it will even lead you to intoxication. Stay away from negative people and make good friends. Surround yourself with positive people and positive thoughts. Conclusion. Hurting others for one benefit will not make you happy. It will create negative demoniac energy within you that will attract many more demoniac thoughts. An act of evil will only bring you to hurt, but it seems easy and attractive. People often get attracted to it. A good person will always keep himself away from such illusory demoniac energy and feed his mind with positivity. A positive-minded person can live life in an ideal way. Every pain or wound can be healed with time, but when we release the grudges from our heart, it heals faster. Grudges should be removed from one's mind and heart. It will create a hindrance in the path of your success by engaging you in feelings of hurt and betrayal. Pray for others' well-being and happiness. It will remove negativity from your heart. Also, it will make you love people and help them, and then you will never think to cheat people for your personal benefit. Read. Thank you. Give your valuable feedback regarding this podcast. In addition, if you like the pod, do share it with your friends so that they must know the role of forgiveness in our happy life, and also they will get the lessons for not cheating anyone in life, and if had done it, how can they forgive themselves for cheating others?